Welcome to Head Games Radio on Sirius Satellite Sports Byline. Today, as always, we have outstanding guests. We're going to have Steve Young break down the quarterback match, maybe not of the century, even though people want us to say that, but certainly Eli Manning is not the person we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Peyton Manning and Tom Brady in a tremendous matchup. We're going to talk about the Bears and the Saints, Drew Brees against Rex Grossman, the quarterback perspective, Tuesday morning quarterback. We're going to be joined by Larry Weissman from USA Today later in the show to talk about the situation with Marty Schottenheimer and the conflict or tension there in San Diego. Marty, I still believe, given one more year, they will break through. And finally, we'll go to a man that's been covering the Patriots for some time and did a wonderful article on the kicker situation following Adam Vinatieri, Mr. Guskowski, and the great game he had with three field goals, including a 50-yarder and a game winner with a minute left for the Patriots. But here's a quick quote from yesterday's show from Rick Bucher from ESPN the magazine on a guy that once again, after our show, hit a three-pointer and started walking away even before the shot went through.
Just Gilbert's a little bit nutty. It's why he was a second-round pick. He's a little bit unpredictable. And so that's one of the reasons why he hasn't quite received the due that he might have coming to him. But he's settled down a little bit. More importantly, he's on a team that settles him down. He's got a lot of mature, stable players around him, and that's allowed him to flourish. So hopefully he just keeps it together, because there are times where Gilbert just kind of goes off his nut. This is a guy who has oxygen pumped into his house so that it creates a high altitude atmosphere. Those are the kind of, when he was with the Warriors, he used to bring his dogs in and run them on the treadmill with him when he was working out. It just does some nutty things that probably prevented him from being recognized for the player that he is.
Whatever he's done in the past, Gilbert Arenas is one of the top four or five players playing in the NBA this year. He's maybe the outstanding player this year. Steve Nash, again, finding new ways to show what he can do with the Suns, who won their 10th straight. But Gilbert Arenas has taken it to the next level. It's time for people to give him credit where credit is due. When we come back, Steve Young on the NFL playoffs and more on Head Games on Sports Byline and Sirius Channel 122.